Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as the festive season draws ever closer, many South African employees, I guess, are hoping for a financial bonus as a reward for their hard work over the year. However, listen up. Not every employer is obligated to provide a bonus, which often raises questions around the legalities of these payments. To clarify the legal distinctions and employer obligations surrounding bonuses, I'm joined tonight by Sachin Naidu, Associate in Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Sachin, good evening to you. And maybe a good starting point is explaining to me how South African law generally treats the payment of bonuses. I suspect it's not a right, often in many cases, a reward or a privilege.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on your show, and good evening to all of your listeners. Quite correct, Jeremy. Currently, under South African law, there is no legislation within the South African context which would oblige an employer to pay bonuses to employees. However, as with any other aspect of the law, this would depend, right? There are certain conditions under which an employer would be legally obligated to pay an employee a bonus. There are two instances where this may arise. Mm-hmm. The first instance is where this is guaranteed as a right by way of the employee's contract of employment or some kind of collective agreement within a particular industry or sector. Again, a remuneration policy may also make provision for the payment of bonuses. And the second is where the bonus payment is dependent on the discretion of the employer. Right, so those are two instances under which an employer may be legally obligated to pay a bonus to an employee.
Let's look at the first one, Sachin, first, if we can. When you are joining an organization and you're signing that original note of contract, people often don't think to have the conversation about the bonus and it comes back and bites them, particularly after they've performed particularly well.
That's quite correct. So it's important that when employees are scrutinizing their employment contracts, number one, to raise those questions with regards to bonuses or your 13th check, as it's colloquially called, and whether this is in fact a discretion or whether this is in fact an employment obligation which is created by way of the contract itself.
All right, let's assume then that there is a discretionary bonus which is built into the contract. What criteria then would be used by employers to determine eligibility, or is it a moving target?
You're quite right on the second point there, Jeremy. It is a moving target. This is largely based on what the employer would deem as, we call it essential, for the payment of bonuses in order to exercise that discretion. But I must say that the discretion must be exercised fairly, right? You'd often find that the essential terms and conditions of an employment with regards to the payment of bonuses specifically states what is required of an employee, particularly in regards to the performance bonuses, in order for that employee to meet the requirements to be considered for a bonus or to participate in a scheme which allows them to be paid a bonus, right? Now, this is obviously dependent on the employer's operational requirements. Often at times you have bonuses which are linked to the performance of a particular task or meeting certain KPIs, for example. And sometimes you may have a bonus which is linked to the performance of a team and the production of certain deliverables, often referred to as your production bonuses. But it's largely dependent on the employer and their operational requirements.
I would also suggest to you that the word fairness is a difficult one, because that in itself surely is a very contestable concept.
No, definitely, Jeremy. How long is a piece of string? And that's kind of the yardstick that we use to determine what is fair, right? So it really depends on the circumstances, right? I will say this, however. Our courts have indicated in the past that unfairness in this instance, it implies a failure to meet an objective standard and may be taken to include uninformed, erratic, or inconsistent conduct, whether this conduct is negligent or intended, right? An example of this would be where an employer, for example, chooses to apply the principles upon which he or she measures performance incorrectly or is misdirected by certain facts which may give rise to the decision to either pay a bonus or to withhold a bonus.
All right, let's assume then that there is a quantified standard in terms of providing or being awarded or winning the bonus. And let's assume that you've met those KPIs and you're still not given the bonus. What recourse then do I have as an employee?
Right, so there's a number of things that you should consider before just considering whether you've met the required standard or not. One other thing I would mention is whether the company can in fact afford to pay you that bonus for that year, right? But let's for argument's sake, say that affordability is not an issue or was not even a consideration. Then the recourse that you have is to approach the CCMA on an unfair labor practice dispute, because this would qualify then as an unfair labor practice, or at least an alleged unfair labor practice, and seek your recourse there. And the CCMA would then intervene. And if it is found that the employer has, in fact, acted unfairly in the exercise of its discretion, the CCMA may award compensation in those instances.
So as an employee then, what do I have to prove if it becomes a contestable issue?
The overarching thing that would need to be proven is that this discretion which was exercised was obviously unfair, right? And depending on how that exercise was undertaken, there'd be some form of indication that this was unfair. So, for example, if I am able to prove that other people in my team or in the company received this bonus, and the decision of the employer was in this instance capricious or perhaps discriminatory in some way, or that I've been prejudiced, and that no real thought was given to the exercise of that discretion, and that would be sufficient for us to show that there was unfairness in arriving at that decision.
Well, the big lesson that I've learned tonight is that it is critical that you check your contract so you're not disappointed come Christmas time. Sachin Naidu, thank you very much indeed. Associate in Employment Law at the big law firm Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.